sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I'll watch them roll.
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding. One of those songs that when I first heard it, I was blown away. It was a moment, it was my freshman year. I was finding out all new things, like college was blowing my mind, as all freshman year college experiences always are. I found out about all these really cool things, sophisticated grown-up things. And one of them was Otis Redding. I went over to a friend's party, my friend Ruby, who I'm still friends with. Hi, Ruby. And her parents had Otis Redding Volume 1, The Best Of, which is not surprising because there's only two Best Ofs of Otis Redding. Volume 1, which is great, and Volume 2, which is still great, but Volume 1 has all the best stuff. It's not surprising because he only released one album, so having a Best Of is kind of a superfluous title to give an album for someone who's only released one album. But that being said, there's a lot of albums from Otis Redding that capture his live performances and studio outtakes. And so today we're actually going to be listening to the studio outtakes of Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, because it is one of those songs that's ridiculously important to know about. And also, it's really interesting. Otis Redding, if you didn't know, he died when he was 26, which is totally surprising because I don't know about you, but I always assumed he was sort of like an old guy, you know, like a James Brownish type of person. And he wasn't. He was 26. He died on December 10th of 1967, which is so fascinating. And he died in a charter plane crash while they were basically flying back home from a tour into Lake Montana outside of Madison, Wisconsin. And what's interesting about December 10th is that Sitting on the Dock of the Bay was recorded on December 8th, so 2 days before it was finished. Apparently it was also recorded. They did first recording on November 22nd, but the fact that they finished recording on December 8th of that song is fairly ridiculously important, that it could have been lost if it hadn't been recorded. Totally blows my mind. The other interesting thing that drew me to Sitting on the Dock of the Bay the first time was because he wrote with his co-writer, Steve Cooper. They wrote Sitting on the Dock of the Bay after Otis had heard Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles, of course. And being a big Beatles fan, I was like, oh, this guy knew everything. He's a huge Beatles fan, and he was. There's lots of versions of Otis Redding covering Beatles songs. But the interesting thing was that it was like one of these songs that is not like the rest of his songs. It's one of these songs that is outside of his, really outside of what he ever wrote before, or what he was going to leave, because he never got to follow up. We never know what's going to happen from Otis, because he never got around to recording anything else. So I'm going to play for you two takes of Otis's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, take one and take two. And they're fascinating because they just show the process. And yeah, so enjoy.
Sitting at the Dock of the Bay, take one.
Morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and I'll watch them roll away again. I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, I headed for the Frisco Bay. I've got nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing is gonna change. Oh, how everything still to stay the same. I can't do what 20 people tell me to do, so I guess I remain the same. Sitting here alone, alone. All this loneliness won't leave me alone. 10,000 miles from home, just to make this dock my home. So I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Oh.
Okay. You're not gonna make it as a whistler.
Hey, man.
Hold it. Take two. Stay in on the mic now, Steve.
Oh, okay.
Two. One, two, three, four.
Sit. In the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, and I headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've got nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything seems to stay the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, for 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
So one of the fascinating things about that song was that he was originally going to replace all the whistling with actual lyrics. He never got around to it because he died 2 days after recording it. But it that whistle is also one of the most famous whistles in all of music. And it's still, I mean, if I say Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, I'm sure that most of you kind of remember that whistle. I certainly do. But I didn't remember it was that badly whistled. That's the amazing part. And I'm going to play for you after this the final version of that song. And you can actually hear how bad the whistling is, which is insane now that you hear how bad his whistling actually was. It adds that extra layer of charm to that song. The big thing for me was that this song was... It was one of these moments that I when I found out about it, gave me chills, knowing the history behind it, and also the fact that we probably, you know, if anything had gone a little bit different, if the wind had blown a different direction, we would have never have gotten Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, and also that it also always, whenever I listen to Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, it always inspires me to do more with my life and what I'm doing in my life. And at the moment, I'm at a point where I want to do more with my life, and I want to reach out and do better things with my life. And so part of this is also to say, you know, this is an amazing song. I hope you enjoy this basically song dissection where we kind of go into the song. I'm going to try to do more of them, which hopefully will be a bit brighter than Otis Redding. I'll try not to introduce you to too many artists who are dead. But that being said, here is the Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, the album version with all the overdubs and everything in place. And it's one of those classic songs and one that just continues to be one of my favorites. It's classic Otis Redding, but also it isn't, which is kind of the fascinating part of it. It's a little bit of the Beatles in there too, which is it's just a totally amazing track. So enjoy. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to give me an email or comment on the website at upthetree.com. Okay, take care. Have a great day.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
Thank you so much for listening to Tracks of the Tree. Just so that if you're interested in buying the tracks, both Take One and Take Two of Sitting on the Dock of the Bay are on the album Remember Me, which you can find on the iTunes Music Store. Also, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, that version is from Dreams to Remember, the Otis Redding box set. Okay, thank you so much. Have a great one.